What does that look like?
Welcome to episode 158 of the Uncored Gamers. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jeff.
And we're not late a week or two. Didn't happen. No, I lost my job, guys. Cut me some slack.
So how does it feel to be a free man?
It's boring.
It's boring? You have all the time in the world right now.
Yeah, I caught up on, I watched the first two or three seasons of Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah. There's only, like, three of them, so it should have been pretty fast.
So two seasons then, because they don't have the new one yet.
Yeah, that's all right. AdultSwim.com.
Oh, I haven't gotten there. I was watching it on Hulu.
Yeah, just go on Adult Swim. They have all the newest ones except for the last three.
Oh, okay.
Which will unlock, in a couple weeks or whatever. I think I wait a couple of weeks before the latest episode unlocks.
I might check it out. It was all right.
I love Rick and Morty, dude.
I don't see the hype.
You really don't?
No, I mean, like, especially in comparison with all the other works that Dan Harmon has done, I don't think it's his best work.
What else has he done? I don't know what else he's done.
He did Community.
And I believe, Community's good.
I believe he also worked on Futurama. There's
an Indian guy in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? I forgot his name.
Abu. No. Troy and...
He's,
Is it Abu?
No.
Troy and... David. Abed?
Something like that.
Not Ativ?
No, it's like Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yeah, you gotta see
that guy.
Yeah. Danny Pudi is his actual name.
And so, I don't know, dude. I really enjoy it. I enjoy the crap out of that.
Yeah. I like Community more. I mean, I think he also...
Community's great.
I believe his name is, off the top of my head, I think he also worked on Futurama, too.
Really?
I think he was one of the main guys of Futurama. I mean, really, Rick and Morty just kind of feels like a sci-fi extension of Harmon Quest.
Never seen that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you like Rick and Morty, you'll probably like it.
Is that on the Hulus or the Netflix, do you know?
No, it's on the CISO. It's a CISO exclusive.
Alright, fine. I'll just download it.
Right?
Legally, of course.
Just like people have legally altered their Super Nintendo classics.
Oh yeah, that's a thing. That was going to happen because everybody knew it was going to happen.
I mean, it's legal because it's their own, so they bought.
Yeah. Just like my PlayStation of mine, I can do that to that.
Yeah.
Except then I won't be able to play online, but that's fine.
It's not like according to our contract, we only lease the stuff that we buy.
That's the stupidest thing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I bought this. This is mine. I can do whatever the hell I want to it.
Yeah. Well, you can do whatever the hell you want to the physical structure of it, but the software, good sir, that is our property. Let's do free games. Actually, no. Tell me more about the Super Nintendo hack. What did they do?
They expanded to where they added more games to it.
Right.
Just like they did the NES.
Is it, were they only able to do Super Nintendo games, or can they do NES games? Or...
I can't remember what the other thing was.
Cool.
What was the other thing?
I don't know.
There was like there's something else that that happened.
I only like recently saw that it was a thing. I didn't get a chance to look too far into it today. You know, being busy with my not work and all.
Well, Nintendo says like you should not pay more than retail price for it. So don't go buying it on eBay for like $500.
Yeah, no, I mean
especially they're... NES Classic. They brought back the NES Classic. All these people paid like tons of money for it, dude. It sucks, man.
And people,
you know how much that sucks? To think it's the last. This is the last one, right? There's no more of these, and so like people start selling it like crazy, right? $500, $600, whatever. And you buy one, you're like, damn, dude, like, well. $600, but I got one at least. And then Nintendo's like, hey, yeah, we're going to make more now. How crappy does that feel?
Right. I mean, especially, it's one thing to get it. Like, you know, like I like to wait like a year or two before I pick up a collectible thing like that. Because then I really feel like it's going to be out of stock. But when they do it like right after you bought it, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you bought it and you got like a year out of it.
Because it wasn't even that long, was it? Between the two announcements.
Yeah, no. But Super Nintendos are in stock. People are not having a hard time finding those, really.
I don't understand why the hype.
Are you getting one?
I have a Super Nintendo.
But does it have all those games preloaded onto it?
The only difference would be the new Star Fox 2.
But don't you want that?
I could emulate that.
Dun dun dun.
Legally.
Right, because you own the computer, so what you do is your computer.
That game was never an official game, so it doesn't belong to anybody.
Well, technically, it is an official game now.
But that's the thing. Is like I mean, I already own a Super Nintendo, and
but it's
like I can acquire the games and have actual physical copies of the games. You know, it's the same thing.
Don't worry.
It might be a little more expensive in the end, but
the game doesn't hold up to the day standards. You're okay. People don't like it.
It's about having the those physical copies, man. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. The free games in October for PlayStation and Xbox. So let's start with PlayStation. We got Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. Amnesia Collection. You'll be able to see Riddlemaster playing that on Thursdays in the Encore Gamers channel for the month of October. She's never played it, but she says she doesn't get scared of scary games. So we'll see.
So there's actually room for about 200 games on the SNES.
Oh my.
There's room for about 200 games.
Dude. Greedy bastards.
It has all that memory in there, but yet they only used a fraction of it. Small fraction.
I mean, I don't even understand the point of putting something that has that much memory on there. Unless they were thinking, maybe, hey, maybe...
Why not use that, just that amount of memory?
Yeah.
Why?
Why spend the extra money? Can you really get that much of a deal? Is it that smaller cards aren't available anymore? So you just have to buy the next biggest one? Or smallest one?
Shame on you, Nintendo. Shame on you.
Stop doing this, Nintendo. Making people mad. It's like DLC that's on the disc, almost, in a way.
Yeah, like stupid, what was it, Street Fighter Cross Tekken?
Yeah, that one did
like
it.
Like, all the DLC characters were already on the disc.
I think it's mostly a Capcom thing, because isn't Dead Rising, one of the Dead Risings have that
down? Did they do that same thing?
I think so, yeah.
People.
Oh. Yeah. It's like, what's the thing, right? The companies have changed to the point where it's like, we know we're going to do DLC, so we're just going to have a team work on DLC. We'll have it ready. It's on the disc. So when people want to buy it, it's already bam. It's on the disc. Bam. Get it.
Bam.
Good.
Bam.
Done.
Bam.
Bam.
Take it away, Bam Bam.
That's a beautiful rotisserie chicken. Bam.
Bam. What's that salt guy?
I don't know what his name is.
Does he have a name?
I think everybody just calls him Salt Guy. He probably has a name.
Bam.
He doesn't say Bam, though.
He could.
He could. But it'd probably be like, he's like Salvadoranian or something like that, right?
I don't know where the hell he's from. But I love that guy. He taught me how to salt things.
Yeah, did you do that at the house now?
Yeah, I actually did that a couple times.
Your wife was like, Jeff,
I did it more than once. I did it more than once.
Did your wife get mad at you? She's like, stop wasting the salt.
I can't remember clearly, but I think I did it once for the kids and then once for the wife.
Yeah.
The wife did not care at all. I was expecting some kind of reaction from her. You know what I mean? Because I was like, I was making some steaks, right? And I'm just like, and I grab the salt and just start. Right?
Yeah.
And then she just like, just walks out. Doesn't say anything.
That's the true disappointment right there. When you just don't even get a response.
Didn't even react, dude.
It's like you took time out of my day for this.
My oldest kid knew what I was doing when I did it that time. She knew. She knows all the memes.
Great. Like, next time you're at the dinner table with your family, you know, you're having a family dinner, and somebody's like, oh, Dad, can you pass the salt? Just pour some in your hands and do it over their plate. It's like, Dad, that's too much salt. What the hell?
Like, throw it in their face or something?
Salt all over the table?
Isn't that bad luck? That's bad luck, isn't it?
No.
Isn't that some kind of superstition thing?
No, that's if you spill the salt.
Yeah, if you spill it, but you can...
But you can definitely throw it.
Yeah, the throwing is fine. And you can throw it over your shoulders to like get rid of evil spirits, something like that.
Evil spirits be gone. Jeff's Corner!
Evil spiritual, can I just finish the list real quick?
Yeah!
Alright, so PlayStation, October, Metal Gear Solid 5, Amnesia Collection, which includes all three of them, Monster Jam, Battlegrounds for the PS3, Hustle Kings for the PS3, Hue for the Vita and PS4, and Skyforce Anniversary for the all of them. Alright, go ahead.
Jeff's Corner!
Jeff's Corner!
So, there's a lady I know.
Who?
Her name is,
Did she do you wrong?
Her name is, quote unquote, Susie.
Alright.
Who works with me.
Susie Q?
Susie Q. That is her name. So Susie Q tells me a story about Susie Q Jr., which is a boy.
Okay.
Now this boy...
Oh, like Susie Q really gave her boy her same name?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a family tradition or something.
Is it at least one of those names is very clearly, like, androgynous?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Susie Q Jr. Works as a bouncer, right?
Oh, so not little Susie Q. Much bigger
Susie. Much bigger Susie Q. Yeah, bigger, like, in all aspects of the word.
Yeah.
And so there was a night, like, late after bars closed. Like, that's, like, 2 a.m. plus. You right. know what I'm saying? So with the
maybe 4 a.m. if balls get passed.
Maybe 4 a.m. So this is he's with the owner, I guess. I'm assuming the owner would be the person he was with at the bar, you know, or somebody who's closing, and a friend of his.
Okay.
Now he sees they have pool tables and stuff, so he sees somebody moving by the pool tables, right? And he was like, oh, I didn't know there's somebody else in there. And the owner or whatever says, like, there's not. That's our ghost. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, that's our ghost. He lives here. He's like, whatever, dude. And I was like, no, I'm dead serious. That's our ghost. And I was like, what are you talking about? There's no ghost here. He's like, here, come here, let me show you. So he walks him over and gets to the spot where the pool tables are at. And he bangs on the wall, right? Just 1, 2, 3, right? And then like a few seconds later, you hear another bang on the wall. 1, 2, 3, and they freak out. They're just freaking out, dude. Right?
Even the owner?
No, the owner knew.
Okay.
So. Yeah, it's his resident ghost, man.
Yeah.
So
now, was this a wall that's next to like another like company building that somebody else might have been working at late night?
I don't know. I had never seen the place.
Like a joke the owners have, like, oh no, dude. We got somebody in here. If you ever hear me knock on the wall 3 times, just knock back.
But that's the thing. He saw something move in that room. So there's that, right?
Yeah, I see things move.
Hold on. All the time
I was in my ass.
Hold up. So he goes and bangs on the wall. You know, does the same thing. Bangs on the wall 3 times, right?
Right.
And then same thing. 2 seconds later, dude, boom, boom, boom. Right?
Yeah.
And then they're just like, whoa, you know, what the hell, blah, 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 you know, this and that, whatever, right? So they're just like, you know, they're done with that whole thing, right? So they, I guess they're still, you know, they're just like, you know, shooting the crap again, and then
he becomes perfectly cool with
this. He wasn't cool, but it was just like, you know, they got away from it, and then, you know, started doing their own thing again or whatever. But the friend, like, he went up to the wall, he wanted to try it out. So apparently he goes and just lightly taps on the wall. 1, 2, 3. And then a few seconds later you just hear boom, boom, boom. Like super loud, dude. And so that's when he freaked out. Like freaked out. And they were just like, dude, this is over, blah, blah, blah. I'm out of here, you know? And so I'm hearing Susie Q tell me the story, and I was like, oh, really? Is that right? Oh, okay. And she's like, no, this is serious. And I was like, I want to see this ghost. That's right. I want you to take me there and see this ghost. So she ends up texting her.
Dude, did you not invite me to a ghost haunt?
Do you want to go?
Is it happening?
I still haven't gone.
We will stop this podcast right now. We will take our phones. We will record for EVPs.
Do we have that technology?
Yeah, phones can record voice.
What about like ultraviolet lights and thermo lights?
That costs thousands of dollars. Do you have a camera with night vision?
No, not. Oh yeah, but it's like green night vision.
No, they're all green.
No, there's like the
green's
the ones with...
perfectly fine.
Okay, there's the ones with the different colors.
Oh man, if we can
like
get
red and yellows and stuff.
If we can get Adam's Xbox, that's thermal. Xbox Kinect, we can hook it up and it'll. Because it casts out a light, a bunch of little light dots, and that's how it senses you. So you can set it up so you can see motion.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. What movie was that in?
That was in the first ghosty, scary... No, the second one.
Second
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I like the first
one. It's an actual thing. People use Kinect cameras because it sets out a grid.
It sets out a laser grid.
Thing. Yeah, infrared grid that you can't see with the naked eye.
So... She texted son.
Need mag lights.
So she texted her son.
Yeah.
Little Susie. And me and then somebody else that works with us, because he was there too, like hearing the story, right? And then he never responded, and then like after a while I asked her, hey, what's up with the ghost house? Were you going or what? And he's like, he hasn't responded, right? And I was like, no, he hasn't said anything. I was like, just text him, dude. You're on the thread, and we'll just send him a text. I sent him a text, and he still hasn't responded. This was last week, so I'm gonna do it again, and we are going on the ghost hunt.
Dude, I have a crew of like 3 to 4 people that are ready. Bam, down.
What if we bring it back?
Ghost hunters?
The ghost.
Oh.
Then you go to a Catholic church and have them like bless
you. Then you just toss some salt on it.
So, I want this to happen so bad. I want to see this.
Dude, I've been wanting to go to a haunted place because it's they make it look easy, right? Like, oh, you just show up and stuff like that. But because it became so popular, a lot of places want to charge you like a shit ton of money to investigate their hauntings.
I don't want to investigate crap. I just want to see it. That's all I want. Where the gold at? Just show me where the gold is at.
We also got to see if it does more than 3 knocks. You know?
Or if you like knock twice and then it knocks twice?
Yeah. So you can gauge.
What if he wants to knock 3 times and he gets mad because we only knocked twice?
And then we ask questions.
I don't want to ask questions. This is real. That makes it seem dangerous.
Don't worry, ghosts don't like me.
There's very different, various schools of thought. Not everybody believes in demons, so they think there's two types of.
No, not necessarily a demon.
I mean, those are the only ones you have to really worry about, if they exist, if they're actually demons. Which, I mean, there's been plenty of accounts of possessions, whether or not you want to believe in that or not.
Mm. Yep, no.
Very hesitant to believe in that.
Do I have a bomb yet?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But, I mean,
like... You got it! That's fine, around that.
Jeff is watching my cat hunt a fly.
It's so awesome, dude.
Into boxing stance.
Seeing a natural hunter in action, dude, is great.
Ghost hunting. This is why I don't get a job right away again.
Because we go ghost hunting all the time. So this is...
Like, I almost, like, busted into the Rispin Mansion because I wanted to go so bad.
So I'm gonna go ahead and text this guy again. And if that doesn't work, I'm gonna tell
Big
Susie Q.
You know where he works?
Well, he has other jobs as well. So
you might be able to.
That's
just,
not his main job. That's just that's something he does. Like I think, kind of on the side.
If you can find out where he works, you might even just be able to go to the manager and be like, "Hey, I heard some things
from Little Susie and Big Susie.
I heard some rumors.
Q.
And I got some friends, you know, we wanna do a little investigation, a little scratch and sniff, if you will.
Now, we gotta check out, when we go, we gotta check out the outside of the building first.
Right, we gotta see if it's connected to the building.
Yeah.
We need to see if that building stays open late, or if somebody stays in there late, too.
We're gonna be like, probably dicks.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta investigate this stuff, man. Yeah, be like a dog. You know, once you get a bone, you just can't let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. This is going to be great.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
I'll pack cookies.
Oh, man. I really want to see an actual ghost if this is all true.
Yeah, you're gonna be like all provoking and start yelling and you'll be like, "Come at me, bro."
Ectoplasm me, bro.
The ghost is just gonna go, "I don't want to."
But if he says that and there's nobody around to say it,
you're gonna be like, Dude, stop freaking out. Jeff Webb, why are you yelling at yourself? I don't know. I watched 3 seasons of Ghost Adventures to get ready. This is what they do.
I saw a meme. Somebody sent me a meme the other day of My Name is Jeff.
Oh, okay.
With that show Ghost Hunters or whatever. I don't know which one. Ghost Adventures? There's a few of them.
The one with the bros?
There was one guy in the field and then there was another guy behind the scenes. I don't know which actual show it was. There was like, he was behind like in a different room with cameras and checking everything out. And then there was one guy that was actually like, you know, where the ghost was at.
Well, if there's only one guy out there, it was probably Ghost Adventure, because Ghost Hunters likes to go in pairs of two, so that if you freak out, you don't trip and like hurt yourself and sitting there crying.
Yeah. Well, this guy was like, it was just like, "Tell us your name," and then they put that they clipped that, "My name is Yev," and then he just starts freaking out like crazy, dude.
Right.
It was just so funny when you first hear that. Like, it's just freaking funny, dude.
No, I can believe it, especially with Ghostfish, because they overreact like hell, dude.
Yeah, that guy was screaming like a little girl, man.
It's like, "Oh, dude, did you hear that? Oh my god, we gotta play that back."
Overactors. Good, man.
Oh, it's so bad in the throat to like scream without screaming.
What's wrong with your throat, man?
I'm trying to get the inflection of screaming without actually screaming, so it just puts a lot of strain on the throat, you know? Yeah. Free games for Xbox this month. Which you can already get right now. We got Gone Home, the console edition. Rayman 3 HD. Starting October 16th, you can get the Turing Test. And Medal of Honor Airborne. Really? That's from like 1990?
No,
Airborne. Yeah. Does that sound like a really, really old Medal of Honor game? Like an original like Xbox one?
What did I see? Evolution of...
Yeah, 2007.
Huh. That's crazy. We're closer to 2033 than we are to 20... Or 2030 than we are to year 2000.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, next year?
That's so crazy.
We're gonna have 18-year-olds that were born in 2008. No, that was in 2000. We have adults that are born in the new millennium.
My brother will be one of those.
Your brother born in 2000? Mm-hmm. Holy crap. there's also, I think Mortal Kombat's birthday is coming up or came up or something. And I was 12 years old when that came out. And I remember playing the first time I saw that cabinet and playing it.
Yeah.
I was 12 years old.
Just at the right
like,
age.
I'm thinking about that, you know? Like, damn, dude. I'm old, man. But it's all good. It's all good. Because we got, like...
Because we're old enough that we can go ghost hunting if we want to.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do all that stuff.
And when you get really
good, no one can yell at us. Except the ghost.
That's what we need. We need you, dude. We need you because you like to go and you're like very approachable. You know, you like to get in.
I don't think I'm approachable. I think that's the wrong word. For me.
You can get in there. Nah, dude. You're like a teddy bear. You can be like, "Hey, sir. We'd like to investigate your haunting stuff like that." And people are like, "Oh, this guy's really genuine and nice." If I went up there, he'd be like, "This guy's really weird. I don't want to let him in my house."
You look like a hobo. You gotta trim that beard, man.
Oh, yeah, whatever, Mom.
You look like a biker without a bike, man. That's what you look like.
Yeah, well, maybe the universe needs to, like, remedy that situation and give me a bike.
Would you like a bike? Oh, no, I'm wondering, like, if you're, like, a bike kind of guy.
No, probably not. I've seen, like, up front a bike accident, yeah.
Oh, those are probably the worst, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that accident? It's on the YouTubes and internets. where the guy crashes into a car and he flips onto the top of the car and lands on his feet?
No, I haven't seen that one. I saw the one where the guy got, like, rear-ended into a car and he grabbed onto the back of the car and nailed onto the back of the car.
Holy crap! I haven't seen that one. We gotta watch each other's videos.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Sounds like a plan.
YouTube and chill, man. So, Nintendo. This is not a good one, Jeff.
Nintendo's not a good one?
This is not a good story. It's not a happy story.
It's never a happy story with Nintendo. Nintendo. Not when you say stories about Nintendo.
So, Nintendo creators. You know what Nintendo creators is?
Actually, no, I'm not familiar with that.
Alright, so this is a program. So Nintendo was like, hey, don't put videos of our games on the YouTubes. We're taking them down.
Oh, yeah, all that mess.
And all that mess. And then they created the Nintendo Creator Program. It's like, alright, you can get paid for putting our videos on YouTube, but we're going to take a cut. And it's the only way you can do it. People are like, fine. Whatever. Jeez, just get out of my life, Nintendo. And, you know.
Did you just flip your hair?
Did I?
Yes.
I felt like you did.
And, so that was this thing. Yeah. Whatever. And then, two in one. And then.
Two kids or
chess? I did. I only got one.
Oh, kid likes me. I've told you this before.
And anyway, I don't want to get into that right now. And
really
anyway. So, recently, Nintendo was like, hey, yeah. Now, YouTube does live streaming and stuff like that. Don't do that. So,
what do you mean?
Nintendo is forbidding people to live stream their games now.
You're telling me that you cannot play a Nintendo game on Twitch?
Restricts live streaming of his games on YouTube.
YouTube. Specifically.
Apparently, I'm not. Let me try to.
I didn't hear no Twitch in there. That's all I'm saying.
For you, create second accounts of live streams, games on, otherwise, move them to some security programmers.
Cats went after my crackers.
Yeah, no, oh yeah, this just it just mentions YouTube.
It's cats going after my crackers. Okay. That sounded like something a hillbilly would say.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just would.
Oh man, yeah. If you had a cat
and crackers.
No. If you had like a little dog called Crackers, and you had a cat that picked on your dogs, you'd be like, "This dog, this cat's going after my crackers." Not yet.
Oh, no.
They had like a bunch of food in the morning.
They have cornflakes, right?
Yeah. 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 Tortillas and milk.
That would explain this.
Yeah, probably. PS4 had 5.0 update, which apparently if you have a PS4 Pro lets you do 1080p 60 frames per second streaming.
I just want to say that GameSpot is giving away a copy of Evil Within 2.
Oh.
And,
people are already streaming that game.
They teamed up with Bethesda to do this giveaway.
Right.
And it's the same thing they always do, Wait. Is this actual for the console and the game?
Dun, dun, dun!
Evil Within 2 on PS4, Xbox One, or PC. Evil Within 2... Okay, so just a game. Prima Strategy Guide. The console things are kind of... And... Oh, no. The grand prize. The grand prize is Evil Within 2 skin console, Xbox One, and PS4. And I'm assuming that's the pack.
Yeah.
With the game. So it's the same thing they do like with every giveaway game slot is you go onto the website... And then you have to, you get an entry just for entering.
Yeah.
And then you get additional entries by following them on Twitter, Facebook.
It's a whole discus.
Subscribing to YouTube and all that stuff, Instagram, Twitch. And if you already follow them on everything, you just have to click verify it and it'll check and then, yeah, you're all good. So, I'm very interested in this.
Of course.
And you have 2 days from today to do it. So tomorrow you'll have one day.
So when this goes live.
Yeah. You'll have one day.
Yeah. So jump on it.
Jump on it.
Jump on it.
Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it. I wasn't sure of the little musical score for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
I had to really remember it. I mean, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, bro.
You remember it more than I did, that's for sure.
So, I'm very... God, I want an Evo Winner 2. I still haven't gotten all the DLC for the first one, but that's something that I am going to buy. I'm going to buy all three DLCs. The only thing is, the DLCs on consoles never go...
On sale, yeah.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
So...
It makes no sense.
It's the only thing I hate, and I'm actually kind of waiting for Evil Within to go really cheap on PC. So I don't play it on PC, but just get the DLCs. I bet it's going to be a lot less expensive once the whole set goes on sale. It'll be less expensive than just buying the DLC on the console.
Yeah, but you might have to replay the game again.
Nah. They're all like standalone DLCs, I think.
All of them?
I think so.
I know at least one of them was...
There's two of them for sure.
Yeah.
There's two of them for sure. And then I don't know about the third one. Third one might be an extension. But either way.
Yeah, because two of them are two different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of them, you don't even get a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Aww. Wow. So, Andrew House is stepping down as CEO of PlayStation.
That's... Why? What was his reasoning?
I don't know, but John Tsuyoshi Kodera is going to take over.
Ooh, Japanese guy.
Yeah, apparently. Who has a Christian name for some reason.
Christian name?
Yeah, like... Oh, John. Yeah, John. You know, like Chinese people, when they come over,
they take an
American name.
Yeah, so I went to San Francisco a long time ago, and I went to this, like...
Oh, he's staying as chairman for a year.
Did he quit or did he not quit? What's going on?
I guess it's just for transitionary purposes.
I wonder if he's staying with Sony then or not.
Now seemed to be the right time for me to pursue new challenges. I should always treasure the friendships of people who made us such a wonderful place. Yeah, he's moving on. He's probably going to get paid a lot of money to go to Netflix or something like that. Yeah.
Amazon?
Right. Probably. Xbox?
I've been watching a lot of gameplay of...
Dragon Ball FighterZ?
No.
Did you see that comeback, dude? That was insane. It became a 1v3 where, like, most of the three had most of their life. And the last guy was Goku. And he was going up against a team that was Cell, Vegeta, and Frieza. And he took them all down. It was epic.
I didn't watch any of this.
It was so good. It was on, like, on Kotaku. It had a link to it. And I watched it. And I was like, that so this is amazing.
Pretty much how they write episodes of the show.
It pretty much was an episode of the show. It was so good. Except without all the talking.
Yeah, not the 8 hours of
powering up. Because the Super movies are very cinematic and look like a cartoon and stuff like that, so it was epic.
Well, I'm going to have to watch that because...
I think it was an Evo tournament.
Evo?
Mm-hmm.
They played that at Evo?
They played it at...
Oh, God. They don't televise stuff like that. Not televised. Well, actually televised, too, now.
Yeah.
Because ESPN's like, been televising a lot of...
No, I might have to start watching ESPN.
I get ESPN on my, where do I get it on? I don't remember.
Phone.
Do I get it on my phone? I get it on something.
Refrigerator.
Yeah. Some of them got Wi-Fis, man.
Yeah. And people can hack your Wi-Fi network by hacking into those.
Those are the best kind of people, dude.
Much weaker security systems. Than your computer does.
I wouldn't mind someone hacking my refrigerator. I think that'd be pretty cool.
No, but see, then they hack the rest of your house.
Nah. I just turn everything off.
Yeah, because you know right away when somebody hacks into your refrigerator. You spent so much time around the thing, how could you not? Hey, sweetie, is our refrigerator growing
clean? Is that a fat joke? I don't even know if he actually meant it as a fat joke anymore. Like,
I love the slow burn on that. There's nothing else it could be, really, but it was just too good to pass up.
I like fat jokes. I like them. I'm cool.
I just love the slow burn. It's like, was that a fat joke?
What were we talking about?
Hacking, people hacking this year. Refrigerator.
Refrigerators.
That's why I was sucked into this.
Play Doom on a refrigerator.
Probably. Honey, you can get the eggs. No, not till the cockademons get up.
Cockademons. Is it actually pronounced cockademons?
Cacko?
Cacko? Because I don't think anybody says cacko. It's like cacko, right? Spelled cacko, C-A-C-O?
I think so, yeah.
But nobody calls it cacko.
It sounds weird.
Cockademons.
Cockademons? Cockademons.
Caca. Cockademons.
Kiko.
Kiko, the last dinosaur. He's my friend and so much more.
I don't think it.
That's Denver, dude. Denver, the last dinosaur.
This might have been something that, like, was on an episode one night where we were staying in the hotel watching TV Land.
I think they only had, like, a season. I don't remember that cartoon being too long.
I don't know. Apparently, Xbox One game gifting is now possible for some people.
What do you mean, for some people? That doesn't make any sense.
Windows Central reports that select players who are part of the Xbox Insider program are now able to purchase games as gifts for their friends.
Oh, okay.
This is a feature that Sony should have, because...
They do. It's called going to the store and buying a physical copy.
Buying the PlayStation gift card? Yeah.
Or that, too. I mean... It's not difficult. You can buy a physical copy and gift it to somebody, and you can also give them a gift card. Yeah,
and no, I just think it's weird that they have this whole wish list feature, but yeah, nobody can look at your wish list. I've
never used it.
No. I've used it. It's because I like
for,
having things.
For your own remembrances.
Right. But it's just in this day and age, you know, if you have a wish list feature, it's because you want someone to be able to see your wish list.
It's like you register with Bed Bath & Beyond for the gifts you want for your baby shower.
Yeah,
not the or gifts. Or not baby shower, for your wedding.
The gifts that you want, but nobody can see it. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's cool, though. Looks like that's probably going to be a feature they're going to roll out in the next... It would not make sense for them not to put that in the next official update.
So I played Cuphead, right, for the first time.
Ooh, talk about the Cuphead!
And so I'm playing, and I called my oldest daughter, right? And I was like, hey, well, come here. Watch this. And she comes over, and she's like, what are you watching? And I was like, I'm playing a game. And he's like, that's a game? I was like, yes, that's exactly the reaction I wanted. You know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah, dude. It's just, I love the style, dude. I love the style. Fact that she thought it was like a cartoon, like an actual cartoon, dude, made it that much better. And I've been having trouble with it. I've been dying.
Well, I mean, you are the person that walks off of a building.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
It does happen a lot, though. But it's not on purpose.
Not even like in the middle of a fight. You just kind of like hanging out with people and you just kind of like... I don't know.
It does happen. It does happen.
You just kind of just walk off.
So what? There was a ledge there.
Just completely separate from you looking at your inventory and we push you off buildings.
That was so funny. I remember the first time that happened.
You can do it in the new tower.
Oh my god, that was the greatest. You died and you don't even know how you died. You're just like, you're dead. And I was like, what? How the hell did I die? I'm in the tower. There's nothing here to kill me.
Yeah.
Just your party members.
No, but really, nothing beats watching people trying to do the jumps in the first Vault of Glass raid, when you have to jump across the invisible platforms, you know, where you can try to just launch yourself.
Yeah.
Some people get it real quick. Some people could not.
I got it after I got the jump. I got it almost every single time after that.
Yeah.
But it took me a while at first, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to do the going ledge to ledge, and I kept dying.
Yeah, no, the thing's not... I can imagine for a warlock, you have to be able to drop fast. And you have to
jumps. A floaty jump. Yeah. But he has the longest jump.
Yeah.
You can float... I mean, because it's so floaty, I think you cover the largest distance.
I don't know about that, because you go so slow, though.
Yeah, I think...
Your jump wears out.
Is there anybody else that can...
Because a Titan
can... A Titan can't make that jump.
A Titan has made the jump. I've made the jump.
Titans can make the jump. Hunters can make the jump.
It's just you have to make sure you have just a little bit of...
The Titan can make the jump from the distance that a Warlock can.
But the Titan can do the full jump from Vault of Glass. From top to the bottom. I've done it at least twice.
Huh.
Is it a little tricky.
All the same, then?
It's...
Yeah.
All the jumps are the same?
All the long...
Distance-wise?
I don't know.
I really felt like the Titan wasn't able to make that jump.
I mean, it's tricky. You had to time it right, because otherwise you'd run out of juice. And you'd die. Or you'd hit the ground too hard, and you'd bounce off and die.
What about the Hunter? They really can make it across? I don't think...
Hunters can make it. You just have to fling yourself off the right ledge, and then use your... the triple jump at the last second.
Okay, just free fall and then jump up.
God, it's been too long.
Yeah, I know. Cuphead!
So, I love it. I love Cuphead.
What world are you on?
I'm on the second island.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm having a lot of trouble with the genie level.
That one did look pretty hard.
Yeah.
When I saw somebody play it.
It's one of the airplane ones where you actually turn into an airplane. And
I know the person I was watching play, like, they were complaining that, like, it's a fight where you can't, there's so much stuff happening on screen, you don't know what is actually going to hit you and what is just...
And that's the thing, like, every attack is different from the genie. Like, every...
stage.
Like, the first stage, you get different attacks every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some of them, like, one of the attacks is just you... Or just him, like, shooting all these, like, things out of a treasure chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one where they have, like, these golden cats that float really slowly, and then they open up for the smaller cats. Okay. That kind of follow you around.
Yeah.
And then there's another one where it's just a bunch of swords that fly in a single direction towards a designated spot. And then they fly at you after... So there's, like, four swords, right? And they're all going to go to the left side of the screen. So they all have a spot that they're going to fly to at first. And then once all four swords are there, they'll shoot at you one by one, and this, you know, and that's probably the easiest one. But
and you know, like, the ricochets on those pink bullets or pink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's definitely a necessity, dude. You have to get those things, especially in that level.
Yeah.
Because it almost takes away a full stage of something. You know, like you can actually turn into once you get full power, you can actually. You can turn into a bomb and blow up like the second stage. You can definitely blow it up and like be done with it. Like, and you'll just have to get like maybe like, you know, four extra hits or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, not very long. The third stage takes a little longer, so even if you bomb it, like, it'll still take a little bit to get it. And then the last stage, man, oh my god, dude, I hate the last stage. And I've been having trouble with it, but I want to get back on it since I'm talking about it.
Yeah, back on it.
Yeah, you bought it.
No.
How do you own it?
No, I said get back on it.
Oh. Yeah. For whatever reason, I thought you said, yeah, Black, I own it. That's what I thought you said. No, you should own it.
I call you Black on this podcast.
You should own it.
Why? It's like a 4-hour game.
So what? It's like $15.
That's true. It is pretty cheap, actually. Huh.
It's actually $20.
Well, I got...
Because I don't know if that's still
just
on sale.
Let me... I'll just Steam share
your games. Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, and I'll just play when you're...
How does that work?
I can play any of your games. Well, any of your games are part of the program, which like 90% of the games are.
As long as I'm not on Steam?
As long as you're not on Steam.
Okay.
As soon as you're on Steam, it gives me like a 5-second countdown to save my game and get the hell out.
Oh, it actually gives you that now? It used to just boot you off.
Well, supposedly, I've heard people say it gives you that.
Well, I mean, you can always just, you know, talk about it.
And yeah.
Figure out a perfect time.
Yeah, or you know, you can always just emulate it.
But how, how do you? You can just go on my account and play my game, or
it's on my account, right? So I'm getting the trophies and stuff like that.
No. I mean, like to actually connect to my Steam account.
Oh yeah, you have to like give me permissions and stuff like that. It's okay. Like in the settings, it's kind of a little complicated. Yeah, they keep changing it, so I don't know how it's done anymore.
I'll look it up. I'll check it out. I'll add you as my admin.
Yeah, all those wonderful horror games that I'll never play.
You should play horror games.
I'm gonna They're play freaking
fun, dude.
Until Dawn this month for the Encore Gamers Twitch channel.
Yay! I should play Encore Until Dawn too.
Why? You got Cuphead.
Cuphead's not Halloween-y.
You should play. What game?
There's that RPG one. Is that coming out?
RPG?
That's coming out. The RPG.
Horror game?
Horror game. Which one's coming out this month, right?
Which one are you talking about? What's it about?
What the hell's that game called?
Oh, explain it to me. And I'll tell you.
It's a horror game that's an RPG.
It's not the only one that's done this, okay? Resident Evil is based on like a horror game.
No, but not like that RPG. Like more like a Final Fantasy type RPG.
Yeah, Resident Evil is based on.
Resident Evil is not like that though.
Based,
but it's not like that. I'm talking. This game is like that.
RPG horror game on the Super Nintendo. Where's the Nintendo? There's no one. It was Japanese only.
Japanese only.
Yeah, you play Corpse Party, man. Yeah. Choose your own adventure, visual novel horror game. Hardcore, edgy, high school kids getting slaughtered by evil spirits.
I can't freaking name of it.
Just describe it, man.
It's a freaking RPG horror thing.
Darkest Dungeon.
No, is it Darkest Dungeon? No, it's not Darkest.
That's been out for a while.
Yeah, you should just play it. It looks really good.
Oh, I know what you weren't talking about. Yeah, that's a bloody one.
Yeah, Titan has it. Well.
I'll remember at some point.
Because I might be more interested if it's just a straight up RPG. Fear Effect Sedna, which is going to come out on PCs, PS4, Xbox One, and apparently Switch version has been announced. This is a new game in the Fear Effect franchise from back in the PlayStation 1 days. Fear Effect 1 being widely popular. One, because apparently it was a decent game. But more importantly, because the main characters were lesbians. And they had like an underwear makeout session in the game.
What?
Yeah.
What game is this?
Fear Effect.
All right.
Like an original PlayStation. All right. And it was like cel-shaded. And they were like French.
Oh. Ooh la la.
But apparently the game was actually good. So, you know, it became popular for multiple reasons. But that was definitely a big talking point back in the day. So the third game, it's crowdfunded. Apparently it's a sequel to the first one, because the second one, I think, was technically a prequel. Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be coming out in early 2018. That was because they're still maintaining the cel-shaded aspect of the original games, which is nice. It's being done by French indie studio Sushi. And, sounds kind of interesting. Apparently they're also working on the Fear Effect Reinvented, which is also coming out in 2018. It's a remake. I thought that was cool. I like that these franchises are getting a new chance because of, you know, crowdfunding and stuff like that.
It's the way of the future, crowdfunding.
Yeah, I mean, there's a new role-playing game I want to pick up being crowdfunded on Kickstarter.
Is it a horror game?
It is. It's a zombie survival game. Second edition.
Are you put money into this?
Yeah, I probably will.
You probably will.
Yeah. It's like $100 to get the physical copy.
Oh, Jesus.
Physical hardcover books, though, man. I mean, which isn't actually that bad if you think about, like, regular, like, D&D books. It's, like, $40-$60 a book.
But you broke, man.
And, well, yeah, we're getting that unemployment money.
Yeah, well, that's not all the money he was getting when you was employed.
Yeah, no. I just have to be smarter. I gotta break the piggy bank.
Yeah.
But, very fun, man. I'd like to try it out, you know. Be sure to have some people try it out. I think I ran it once for some people, and I was doing the whole, like, oh, you can play as yourself, you know, let's make you his character. And that didn't work out. Then people were just like, I would totally be able to do this. Oh, why can't I do this? And I was like, well, you know, because, you know, you're scared, and, you know, because it's a zombie, and it's going at you, and, like, it's not acting like a regular person. It doesn't feel pain, so, you know, your normal tricks aren't working on it and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, but I feel like years of experience, I think I could take out a zombie. I'm like, the dice say you can't.
It's all about the dice, man.
Yeah. And granted, you know, maybe I could have, you know, there's some mechanics of the games, you know, my first time, so I didn't really understand the system all that well. Probably could have done it better. But it was an experience.
Yeah.
But this one has easier modes. I'd like to try it out. And just do it with, like, just random characters. So people don't get all butthurt about, like, why can't I do this? I'll go do it right now. Like, no, please. Please don't try to, like, scale a two-story building. Just try to prove a point.
If the zombie apocalypse came.
And it's called Outbreak Undead. It's on Kickstarter. If you, any of our listeners are interested in that, it's going to be going until November 13th, I think.
November 13th. Got it.
Yeah.
Steam is my new friend.
It's not really your friend. You're like, I'm going to pay off those credit cards. Oh, Steam sale? Oh. Well then. Hello, Steam. Have you met Mr. Plastic?
I've been looking at a lot of Steam stuff.
It's not even a Steam sale right now, dude.
I know. But I've been looking a lot. Like, a lot. And, I mean, these games just get so cheap, dude.
Yeah.
And then Humble Bundle, dude, I've been looking at...
Oh, there's a Borderlands Humble Bundle right now. Has all three games for $10.
But I already have two of them. I have number two in two different consoles.
No, right? That's what I was thinking. It was like, I think they might be Game of the Year editions, though.
Either way. I mean, I have the first one. I have... second one twice, and then Tales of the... We just got Tales, right?
We got Tales on PlayStation, yeah.
Yeah, so... I did end up getting the, I got the Doom bundle.
Oh, that the classics?
Yeah, so it's like Doom 2, Doom 1, and Doom 3 with Doom 3 with all the DLCs, and...
So you're finally gonna play Doom 3?
I played Doom 3. I've gotten past the boss in hell and then gone back to to Mars. And then after that, like, it just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured I would go back to it at some point, but I never really
did. Now's that time.
Yeah. Now that it's on PC, I can aim better.
It was always on PC.
No. Xbox came out on Xbox.
You played it on PC.
I know. On Steam, I mean, sorry, on Steam. That's what I meant to say.
What?
I did play it on PC. I bought the, I bought this before.
Wait, so it's easier to aim now because you have it on Steam?
No. It's because I had a controller. I bought a controller. When I bought Doom, I bought a controller to go along with it.
Okay.
It was a PC controller.
So it wasn't, yeah. And you're saying you were not being able to do
it? Well, I wasn't able to play it because my computer was crap and it was, like, really choppy. It was playing at 3 frames per second. And I don't understand why.
Okay.
It was a PC game on a PC. Why is this not working?
Right.
You know, I have no idea what, you know, requirements and all that crap, dude. I didn't know computers just had different, you know, powers and stuff. And
yeah, it's trash. Yeah. I hate it.
And so, like, I just bought the game, and I bought a controller, and I never got to use it until I upgraded my computer, and then I was able to use it on, like, the lowest setting, even with the upgrade, you know, because I always bought cheap computers.
Right.
You know, because I was never, like, gaming on them, you know, except for that one game. And then Bejeweled. Bejeweled. That's the only other PC game that I actually played back in the day. But then I finally got to use it. You know, I got to play it. And I was never like, I didn't even know how to type back then, dude. So like, keyboard and mouse wasn't a thing for me.
You're gonna stream that?
Probably. At some point.
Or you're just gonna pick up a copy of Fear 3 and we'll just play that together.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, because I haven't played it, actually. Fear 3. Never played it once. I'll be Point Man. You could be the evil dude.
Why do you get to choose first?
I just assumed you wanted to be the evil dude.
I usually do.
Yeah.
Makes sense for me.
What's his name?
I don't remember his name, but...
Point Man and his brother... Psychic Dude.
Psychic Dude and Point Dude.
Point Dude and Psychic Dude. Where we go? This way. Thanks, Point Dude.
I can read his thoughts. Thanks, Psychic Dude.
So Tamagotchi is turning 20 soon. And that's cool.
That's cool, that's cool.
But they're coming back. Special 20th anniversary edition. $15. Smaller. They actually brought back the original packaging.
Oh my god.
For these ones. They simplified the controls because they know that the people...
Simplified? Like they weren't simplified already?
No, because before you had to like go through menus and like pick the foods and...
Oh, the... Not the... I see what you mean.
Yeah. So they simplify the controls because they're like, hey, you know what? People that are going to buy this are probably people that have like kids now and they have busy lives, so let's just make it a little bit simpler. And then,
I think kids nowadays don't have the patience for this stuff anymore.
And they're like, hey, you know, maybe... Well, yeah, there's no reason why they may simplify it. And they're like, hey, maybe they'll let their kids play with it and then, you know, we can sell a couple more. You going to pick one up for nostalgia?
No.
I mean, this could be the last official Tamagotchi release ever.
But no.
Like, collectors, the collectorability of it all.
Collectorability?
Yeah, she did.
I like that. But no. I'm not really interested in it, dude.
November 5th. Pre-orders are available now.
That was a thing back in the day. Yeah, that, not so much anymore.
Don't you just want to, like, wake up at 4 in the morning, this little thing, like, beep, beep. Beep.
I really don't think it's gonna hit big, dude.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like every time they've done a delayed release like this, not delayed, but like a push, just a staggered release like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 20 years apart or whatever, but I feel like it always does well for them. Like, not like we're gonna come out with them, like, for the next 20 years, one, a new model every year, but I think they meet their sales quota that they're looking for. It's only $15, dude. $15, you'd be like, hey, daughters, come here, look.
Wait, that, how much was it back in the day?
Probably about 15.
Probably 15, 20, probably, yeah.
That's a lot of money back then.
Yeah. See, they got it cheaper. You bring
yeah, they should. I mean, it's one of those old, stupid, like, push-a-button games, dude, and on a black screen that's not even backlit.
There's talent involved. You know, you gotta get your blobs to jump over things at the right time. So you gotta know how well your blobs can jump.
I really hope that one's backlit. Because...
I don't know.
I mean, you would have to nowadays, man. You can't just come up with those old, like, pixelated black screens that you can't see in the dark.
That is a good point.
God, that's especially why kids won't like it if they like that.
No, kids won't like it because there's buttons on it. What do you mean you can't use the screen?
Oh my god, you're right. You're so right.
But another fun fact about this is that it's only going to have the original lineup of little cute monsters.
Yeah?
And it's not going to have any of the third generation stuff, only first gen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like as if Nintendo put out a new version of Pokemon Red, but it was like the original Pokemon Red. Except a little bit easier to play.
Yeah.
But it still had all the first generation Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the people eat that up.
Pokemon's became a really big sensation now.
And so did Tamagotchi.
It wasn't forever, though. People got over it.
Who wants a Tamagotchi?
People never got forever. Over Pokemon. People never got over Pokemon, dude.
People got over Pokemon.
No.
Pokemon sells dip bad.
They have a freaking plane in Japan with Pokemon characters.
I'm saying, if it wasn't for Pokemon Black and Pokemon White, that the Pokemon would have been done. Their sales were dipping.
Dipping, you say?
Yeah. Pokemon Black and Pokemon Silver were pretty much saving graces to the Pokemon franchise.
Are you buying a Tamagotchi?
I don't know.
He's buying to take out the batteries for nostalgia.
So, Battlefront 2 had a beta. That was the thing. I didn't play it. Did you play it?
No.
Alright, cool.
Alright.
People are getting mad at Destiny.
Why are people getting mad at Destiny? Because it can't beat the Nightfall?
No, because of endgame content. Because, like, a lack thereof. Because, yeah, original Destiny, you'd be playing the game.
And doing wait, all. I thought this whole thing was story-based, and there was a big old story.
Oh, there's more story. The story's cohesive. It tells a narrative. So, I mean...
But it doesn't end?
It ends. The story ends.
Okay. It's just more about the gameplay and content?
Yeah, gameplay and content. Because it's like, you know, back in the olden days, you would just keep doing strikes and nightfalls and raids to kind of get better gear and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Now there's like 4 things you do a week to get better gear, and nothing else really matters. Unless you get an exotic drop. It has to be an exotic drop. It's the only way to get your light level higher.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Is this something you've come across?
Yeah, I turn it on once a week. I do, like, you know, each of the characters I have, I'll do I can't do all 4 of them because one of them involves doing the raid, and I don't have a raid group. One of them involves doing the Nightfall, and I don't have a Nightfall group.
What about doing the Nightfall on your own?
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
It's time-based.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've made it pretty much impossible
to be a oracles.
Player. Oh, that's BS, though.
There's oracles you have to shoot down, and they give you more time. One person has to be dedicated on shooting down an oracle, so they have to be, like, know where the oracles are. What? Everybody else kind of goes through the...
This is every single one?
Yeah, every Nightfall.
Oh, my God.
It's a new thing to do with the Nightfalls to, I don't know, force you to play with people.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You could do Crucible to get powerful gear.
You can do, guided games now.
No one games?
Guided games, so you can just jump in. With people, and they can carry you through the Nightfall. You can do it with the raid, too. Haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something, I guess.
It's still, like... Yeah, it's something. So I haven't done that yet. I'll probably have to give that a try at some point. But yeah, I just log in, like, once a week. You know, maybe 2 times to get whatever character I have up to level. Do those things, and then I'll play for the rest of the week, because there's no point.
Yeah.
There's no point in playing it every day because nothing's going to give you improved light level unless you get an exotic drop from whatever you're doing. Strikes are pointless. There's no point in doing strikes. Because you can do in like an hour or 2, you can get 2 exotic from doing the public events. But, I mean, and you can go through like, you know, 20... Not 20, like 10 public events at least in that time. Maybe even more. 10 to 20, right? Or you can do like 5 strikes and like have 5 chances to get exotics or have like 20 chances to get exotics.
Mm.
Strikes are pointless. There's no point in doing strikes. This is.
Does that sound like disappointment?
No, that's a boring one.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like. The system makes sense in a way because. The system makes sense because, oh, there's always a way for you to get better loot, right? It's a guaranteed way to get better loot. It's designed so that it always gives you better loot to help you increase the light level. Because it's something you can only do once a week, it's kind of pointless. Whereas before, you know, you would do the strikes because you can get better loot. It was more random, but there's always that chance of getting better loot by doing stuff.
What about upgrading the weapons?
Yeah, you can upgrade all the weapons. It has to be the same type, though. So, hand cannons can only upgrade hand cannons.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Just a little bit.
But there's that, right?
Yeah, but
you... I mean, you can go through the game and maybe get like a, something that you can upgrade with.
No.
Because you only get every engram drops gets capped at your whatever your level cap is at the
point in time. Oh shoot! Okay.
So you have to do those things, the powerful gear stuff, or get an exotic, because the exotic is always higher than your current cap when it drops.
Huh. Well, that sounds like that sucks, man.
So, you literally kind of get locked. I mean, you could do public events, like, all day, and, you know, get exotic drops and slowly build up that way. But it's kind of pointless.
Just going around and
stuff. And so Deej, they did, like, an update, you know, their, like, official update. And Deej wrote a little thing at the end. It's like, you know, I guess in reference to the people complaining about how there's no endgame content, it's like kind of like, you know, and Destiny's endgame content is like, you know, all the friendships you make and the adventures you have with your friends and stuff like that. And people, and then Reddit and stuff like that was just like, oh, hell no. You better keep my game, Bungie!
Your endgame content is just satisfaction of making friends. You like friends, don't you? No. No, I don't.
So DJ do like apologies and stuff like that. It's like, no, that was just my, you know, just something personal that I wrote on there. It doesn't reflect the company. Iron Banner's coming out, guys. Yeah. More content. No, not really.
Iron Banner gear.
Nah.
It's still capped, though.
Still PvP.
Oh, man, dude.
That's the thing.
You know, like, you're not helping me buy this game. Are you floating?
Yeah. This game is really
glitchy. Sold.
This game is really glitchy. So many glitches. I shot a Cabal the other day.
Yeah.
And it just started floating up into the sky.
That's awesome.
Double sold. Buy two copies now.
One on PC and one on PlayStation.
So you can play with it, I'll be danged.
Yeah.
So he would probably buy a copy and poop on it.
Yeah, no, he'll play it first, and then he'll poop on it.
And then he'll tell you to buy Overwatch instead.
Hey, behold, why don't you buy that Overwatch so we can play together? Oh, we gotta play, yeah, Borderlands 2.
This will happen.
Yeah, he's going on vacation soon.
Yeah. Does that mean he's gonna play more, or is he not gonna be...
He'll be on vacation soon.
I am like, on now.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's he's gonna go on vacation, or he's gonna have a month off or something like that. I can't remember what he said. Wasn't really paying attention, but I told him, yeah, dude, that'll be the perfect time because then you guys can adjust to my schedule.
And oh, just thanks. Play whenever. Thanks, Bly.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you gotta be on at like 3 a.m.
Hey, dude, 3 a.m, bro. You ain't got nothing to do. He ain't got nothing to do.
I know a piece of video game news. I don't think you've covered.
Sure.
Hob is out.
What is out?
Hob.
Runic Games, the people who made Torchlight, a bunch of the people who made Diablo. They made a different game called Hob, and I've been waiting for it for years. It's out.
Are you going to give us that review?
I haven't been able to play it yet.
Get on it.
Get on it. Get on it. Doom. 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 Doom.
Let's hit up that question of the week.
Oh, so just so you guys know, and on the Badam podcast,
talk about us again.
Troy got married.
Troy got married. Oh, yes. Congratulations to you, Troy.
And Chris got hurt in a mosh pit, but not on the same night. But Troy got married, so I don't know. I just want to say congratulations to Troy for getting married.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was with somebody.
Okay. Well, it's because you don't listen to it.
Yeah, because I don't listen. I was about to say that.
I mean, it's not like I listen to it every single episode either, but I catch it every now and then.
Yeah, I've been trying to catch back up
every really now and then.
Yeah. That's probably what I was going to do tomorrow. I was listening to some podcasts that I've been slipping on, like the Billium. Bill Flicks.
And the D&Ds?
Flicks with Bill Imps. No, I gotta do that with the lady.
Ah.
So it's a little difficult. She's working right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, family stuff.
Okay.
I've learned how to dig trenches.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that.
So, question was...
Oh, yeah.
What game and vehicle would you like to own?
Yeah!
We got the Mr. Loki right in to say Warthog from the Halo world.
I don't know what the Warthog is.
Have you ever played Halo?
PvP only.
Have you ever jumped in the Jeep?
Is it the Jeep?
It's the Jeep.
I know the Jeep. Yeah. Okay.
And then Ty in the Day writes in to say the Fenrir, the motorcycle Cloud rides in Final Fantasy VII.
Is that what it's called?
Apparently.
I don't remember ever seeing that name in that game.
It's in the booklet, right?
I know. Huh. The main ship is Lance Highwind. That's like the final one you get.
But that's in text.
That's in text. I don't know, maybe it's in like, an art book or something.
Because, I mean, he just steals them. Oh, you can read the description of it in the...
That's right.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you can totally see it.
Yeah. Right now.
They have, like, specs and everything on there, yeah.
I just remembered. Titanic right now, he's hearing this tomorrow.
He's upset that I'm like, is that the name of it?
Yeah, he's like, it's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you, Black
Hole? Don't you always talk about Final Fantasy VII?
You should know.
That's your favorite game, and you don't know?
I can't believe you would think that I wouldn't know what I was talking about.
What else we got?
I'm looking.
Bike school, you know.
Yeah, no, that's about it.
All right.
No, we got us now.
You want me to go, or you want you to go?
Oh, you can go.
So, thought about it, and I chose the R-Wing from Star Fox.
Of course you did.
Why wouldn't you want an R-Wing, dude?
Go ahead.
You shoot lasers.
Drop
twin
the spiel.
Blasters. Right?
You got twin blasts.
You can shoot Nova bombs, right? You just destroy a whole thing, like whatever thing you want to destroy. It's gone, dude. You got Nova bombed. That's what happened. Interstellar flight? Are you kidding me? Just because of that, dude. Just because you can fly to planet in that thing. You know, God, that's great. You know, you can go into planets that are hostile. You've seen some of these planets in Star Fox, dude? Like, there's one that's about to explode because it's full of holes and so, like, they're stormy and stuff. And you can go in there with the R-Wing, man. No problems. You can pick up shields. You got a shield that goes along with it.
The R-Wing, let's not take into account, forget the fact that the R-Wing is very easy to break. Like, wings fall off of it all the time.
But there's, like, little repair modules everywhere. They're just lying around. In it, wing damage.
Wing damage. I scrape by a tree leaf.
The new ones are a lot more sturdy. So
yeah, they turn into tanks.
Yeah,
they turn.
They don't turn into tanks.
Pelican tanks.
That's so stupid. And I actually was thinking about the tank at first.
Little birds.
I was like, should I choose an R-wing or should I choose a tank? But I like the R-wing because the tank doesn't fly. It floats.
Yeah, it hovers. It's a tank that can do, like, aerial flips.
Yeah.
And that's pretty
beast. It can
do,
like, ground flips, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't go from planet to planet on that one, dude. Can't visit the planets. I want to visit the planets.
You want to visit the planets?
And then twin blaster everything on Earth.
Some pent-up aggression up in here?
Only certain parts of Earth. The parts with people in it.
The parts with people in it.
Yeah.
Wow. You're just an awful person.
Yeah, you better be living in the forest, man.
There's still a part with people in it.
Oh, I don't know that. They're living in the forest. I can't see it. But R-Wing is the best. R-Wing is the best wing.
R-Wing's the best wing. Vote for R-Wing. Best wing. 2018.
Oh my god. Alright. What do you choose there, Vegan?
I don't even know. Like,
you didn't even think about this at all.
Like, there's really only like one crazy cool vehicle that I can think of, and it's from Lunar.
There's vehicles in that game?
There's one vehicle and you never get to use it. No, there are. There's like there are other vehicles that you do get to use, but they're not as cool. But there's one like crazy vehicle, and you never get to use it because it's the last dungeon.
It is the last dungeon?
Yep, it is a giant, pretty much a giant castle tower thing.
Like a technodrome?
On tank, yeah, like because it's on tank tracks. But it's huge. It's like, you know, like a 12-story skyscraper of like medieval castle filled with like all your henchmen and stuff like that.
House Moving Castle?
A little bit, except if the House Moving Castle is a giant tank.
Bigger, yeah.
Because it actually has a giant tank cannon on it.
Holy crap, nice.
It's just it's so cool, and it's the last dungeon. You're like, oh shit, dude! Like, this is the goddamn villain right here. He doesn't just hang out in some alternate universe. Like, oh yeah, I did a bunch of bad things. No, he's like, no, I'm bringing my entire army and my giant tank castle. Deal with that.
Oh man, I don't. You gotta see play you that driving game, that man. Anywhere, dude.
The gas on it.
Oh awesome. God, yeah, dude. Yeah, you get an eighth of a mile a gallon.
Yeah, can you fill it up? Yeah, sure. Yeah, when do you close, by the way? Oh, we just opened. It's no. When do you close?
Can you let all the rest of your customers know that there's not going to be any more gas for them?
Well, we got to make sure everybody that comes shows. I got a giant cannon on this thing. Don't make me use it. Oh, yeah. All right, then.
You know what's funny? I saw somebody drive off with the gas hose attached to the car one time.
You actually saw this in person?
This is on the Chevron that's on 41st and Capitola Road.
He, like, he pulled off. Was it Capitola Road? Gas sputtered, and he, like, threw out a cigarette, and you're like, no.
No, it didn't go that far. But it was a chick that was pumping gas, and then she got in her car and drove off. But the hose was still in her tank. And knocked the hose off. All this gas starts spilling. And ended up hitting the E button on there. And all the machines shut down.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if that... I don't even remember if it charged my actual credit card. I never really checked. Because everything shut down. Like, it was
you didn't get to finish your transaction.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't even done. It was kind of scary, actually.
They probably pumped out the e-stop, you know, and your credit card information was still on there. So next thing, like, I just got a free tank
for all this damn gas. You look like one of those guys that doesn't check his credit cards.
Right? It's terrifying how easy that can be.
I never do. Never did. I just spent money and then just whatever.
Somebody could, like, store your credit card information and you're like, man, I am really bad at spending money on this thing.
That's 30 grand? Yeah, only like 5 grand was my debt.
But I was thinking for...
that could have been a cool vehicle.
Yeah.
The walkers and the...
You don't get to use it, though. I thought that was kind of one of your... I guess, yeah. No, you're right. Would the walker have been the cool vehicle, though? The pikes are a cool vehicle. I'll give you that.
Pikes are cool, but you would crash.
Right. But the walker is so slow.
But you got so many guns on there.
You do have a lot of guns. You have little drones, too.
That's right.
And grenades. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of things.
Why is that? Destroying humanity. Right?
Yeah.
Everything. We're on the same page, right?
Every living thing on Earth. So I was thinking, instead of doing the question of the week this time, we go a little bit broader.
Whoa, what's going on?
It's still a customer, no, not customer, it's still a fan-based, you know, interaction. But, you know, instead of having to come up with a question, having to come up with some answer, we do a little bit more subjective-based.
Okay. That's
been my idea. Because we're in the month of October.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking it would be fun if, at least you and me, maybe our fans could do a little bit shorter increment, something like that. I was thinking, top 5 scariest moments you've had with video games. It doesn't have to be just a horror game. It could be just... because some games are not horror games, but they have some pretty freaky moments in them.
I think I've mentioned one already on the podcast.
I probably mentioned at least one or two already, too, but that's fine. That's fine. It's not like something we've been beating with a dead horse.
But it would... yeah, it would be... it would be one of my top 5 moments, so...
Now, I would say it doesn't have to be in any particular order. But you know, our fans too, feel free to write in on the Twitter and the Facebook and your top five scariest moments in games. I will make a caveat. Okay, you have to have played the game or have to have been in the same room while the game was being played. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's...
So none of the YouTube or the Twitch counts.
Kind of a given, right?
Well, you know, there's YouTube and Twitch still today.
Oh, yeah. I suppose. Okay.
So none of the YouTube, none of the Twitch, you have to have been in the room when the moment happened.
All right. Yeah, okay.
You on board?
Yeah. That means I got to do stuff.
You got to think about it.
Yeah. I can't just, like...
I can't
just wait till next Tuesday.
I figured this would be easy for you because you actually do like playing a bunch of horror games. Yeah. I played a couple, but I have to think about what other games... Because there have been other games definitely I play where I've been like, man... Like, I think there's been some games where I'm like, if this was in VR, I don't know if I would have finished this game.
So, just say a little, No, I'll save it for Tuesday.
All right. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Uncorked Gamers.
Merci beaucoup, senors.
Remember, if you got comments, if you got suggestions, write us in to uncorkedgamers@gmail.com, where you can hit us on Twitter at uncorkedgamers. Facebook is also uncorkedgamers. Find the right one. Don't find one of the bands or whatever.
Uncle Gamers on Twitch.
On Twitch.
That's where I'm playing Cuphead.
Yeah, Mondays still, huh?
Yeah.
Mondays at 10 o'clock at night.
Except last Monday because I was at a meeting at school. But
at 10 o'clock at night?
No, it went on to like 8:30, but when I got home, I was like...
Oops.
Yeah.
You pooped your pants?
I actually slept early that Monday.
It's nice. It's good. It's good for you.
It is, actually.
Bye.